Fantastic to see that Central North has turned back out here and been part of the New South Wales Country Rugby Championships for women here in Tamworth. Satisfaction of being a coach there and getting it together, but Mick Coffey's done a lot of the work to bring it together, but still it's fantastic to see that it's here and the girls from our zone get an opportunity to play at another level.
Oh, mate, it's just fantastic, and just to have five regions here, which in all the time I've been involved with New South Wales Country Championships, it's by far the most regions that have been represented, and the quality of play here today has been fantastic. Like, every game's been competitive. We went down against a very, very experienced Hunter side, but our loss against Illawarra and Central West was by one try. It's just a fantastic effort against, you know, some really, really experienced regions.
And you're able to use some of the services there of Mel Howard as well. Reasonably sort of a good player there, Howie. And that's important with all the girls that you have, not only through Tamworth and Gunnedah, Warriora, Moree and Inverell, to learn from that experience of playing.
Oh, certainly. And having girls, you know, with that experience, you know, really sort of stiffens us up a little bit. You know, you need that little bit of experience. A lot of our squad was very, very young, very inexperienced. And for a lot of the girls, it was their first game of 15s rugby today. So, you know, having that, you know, that older head and experienced head in the game, you know, is invaluable.
It's one of the great challenges for the sport is we have such an enormous emphasis on the sevens. There'll be so much publicity with the Aussie Pearls going out there and going for gold at the Olympics that the 15s have sort of been put aside. But the AU have got fair dinkum about the national champs, and it's great to see that the New South Wales Country Rugby have really got into it as well by getting a really good program for the Corellas. The game down in Newcastle on the 29th of May against Sydney, and also, of course, the Southern States tournament returning as well. But you do a lot of coaching of sevens, a lot of your girls play sevens, but it's easier from a fitness point of view to go from sevens to 15s, but it's just that experience, as you said, of girls not playing 15-a-side rugby in this country area.
Yeah, well, one of the things with sevens and 15s, sevens in particular, one-on-one effort is so important, and your knowledge of the breakdown and the rules of the breakdown. And, of course, Dean's, you know, the scrum in particular is always an area of concern because, you know, there's just no comparison between a 15 scrum and a 7 scrum. And also the numbers at the breakdown. You know, like, girls are probably looking to pilfer the ball a little bit more, the 7s girls, and, you know, having to learn, you know, when to have a shot at the ball and to pick their moment. Whereas in 7s, because they're tends only to be a couple of people, they get a few more moments at the ball. It showed today the skill level and the skill set of some of those young girls and their technique. It held today against some really, really experienced. We've got some New South Wales reps out there today. We've got some Australian reps that are pushing for, you know, selection, you know, this year, you know, and they held their own.
It's a great challenge also, of course, now that the clubs have got to get on board in the Central Central Premiership. Like, we've had Izzy, we've had Tiara, they've all moved through and played for New South Wales in the sevens, and that should be just a bit of a thing to sort to start the stick of dynamite to be able to at least have a sevens tournament there in the 17s, or if not under 21s or something, get that experience of not only that but also getting the clubs, getting women connected with the game apart from the occasional ladies' day.
Oh, look, and that's what it's all about. Like, we've even noticed, you know, from a school level, from a regional level in the sevens, that regular rugby is what's needed, you know, and to carry that through into the women's, you know, that's the key to it all. It's being able to play regular rugby, to be able to have those opportunities, whether it be through tournament play and having the support to transport teams to places like Byron Bay, to Barrel, to all these places where they have some fantastic opportunities. We often have trouble sort of, you know, getting together and training. You know, last night was our first training session with the whole team. We've had a couple of little satellite sort of training sessions, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 players, and then just to have that one training run last night where I could get all the people in the one place at the one time, and then for the performance today, goes to show that, you know, if we're able to get that more, you know, regular rugby, that regular training, that regular hub of rugby, then, you know, who knows where we could go to.
Finally, CHS Women's, of course, we put out a North West side for the boys there going down to Camden this year. But CHS for women's is a time, you know, we had a genuine sevens tournament and a 15 tournament for the girls, because the Wallaroos are now going to play some fair dinkum test matches finally after, you know, a great hiatus in between World Cups, it seems. And that's something that CHS Rugby's really got to tap into, haven't they?
Oh, without a doubt. And CHS Rugby really doesn't want to have much to do with, you know, even to this day with women's rugby. It's really, really sad. So while there are selection opportunities through New South Wales Rugby, you know, the opportunity through that CHS, even though there's a strong CHS tournament, there's not a CHS team, which I really can't understand, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, Dale, thanks for your time. You're doing a great job here. And the highlights here, of course, as part of the Central North women's side here being the coach.